Derry City lost 2-1 at home to Sligo Rovers on Friday night. Mickey Drennan got in between Danny Seaborn and Kevin McHattie in the Derry defence on 18 minutes after he took a cross from Patrick McLean from the left-hand side. Drennan got space but never had full control of the ball, and from just 10 yards out he wasted the chance. On 27 minutes, McHattie made a timely tackle to stop a shot at goal from Drennan on the 6-yard line for Sligo. And on 28 minutes, Rhys McCabe hit the Derry post from 25 yards out after he'd intercepted Ben Fisk's intended pass for Aaron McAneff. Derry scored first on 34 minutes through Jamie McDonough. A shot from 30 yards left the keeper well beaten. McDonough had taken a fine crossfield pass from Dean Shields and he steered a shot powerfully home. Sligo levelled on 70 minutes through David Cawley. Sligo beat Derry's partial attempt at an offside trap. Lee Lynch slipped the ball through for Cawley to get behind the defence and he poked the ball home from inside the 6-yard box. Derry's Ali Roy on 76 minutes had a good shot on the turn from the left edge of the box, but he dragged it just wide of the open goal. On 79 minutes, the winner came from Keelan McAleer. Chris Twardek crossed from the right. It wasn't cleared by Derry and McAleer stooped at the back post to head home the goal. On 92 minutes, Ronan Hale dragged a shot just wide of the Sligo goal, and 30 seconds after that, Lee Lynch nearly made it 3-1, but he sliced a shot from the left edge of the box with no one in front of him but the Derry keeper. It started so well for Derry, it ended so poorly. It finished Derry City 1, Sligo Rovers 2.